Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The FT.
The sacking of Carol Bartz last week made theatre of the most superior kind. Watching the former chief executive of Yahoo go down spitting obscenities was exhilarating in an immediate sort of way, but it also confirmed at least four of my most deeply held prejudices about life, work, and language. The first prejudice says, never trust anyone who uses the phrase going forward. The email Ms. Bartz sent to staff on Tuesday went like this. To all, I'm very sad to tell you that I've just been fired over the phone by Yahoo's chairman of the board. It has been my pleasure to work with all of you, and I wish you only the best going forward. Carol. At the time, various commentators applauded this message for being brief and straightforward, but I knew better. The going forward was a sure signal that Ms. Bartz would soon be going backwards. Indeed, within 24 hours of her departure, she had given the most intemperate and ill-judged exit interview to the press I've ever seen from a chief executive. The second prejudice of mine says that women leaders can be every bit as aggressive and foul-mouthed as men. Next time I hear diversity experts spouting their customary nonsense about female executives being consensual and nurturing, I will think of Ms. Bartz, incandescent with rage, ranting, "These people fucked me over." The third principle is that honesty can be a poor strategy, especially at work. Corporate life is based on a system of deals, and observing these is generally a better idea than speaking your mind. The deal with being CEO is that you get paid a lot to do the job, but if things don't go well, you get fired. When that happens, the deal is that you keep your mouth shut and your purse open to receive a ginormous payoff. You don't tell a journalist that your former board colleagues were doofuses. To do so might be honest, but it's also undignified and undermines the whole system. Indeed, in Ms. Bartz's email to staff, the only bits that sounded good were the places where honesty took a back seat. She was evidently not very sad to relay the news to colleagues. She was livid. And surely it wasn't a pleasure to work with all the Yahoo workers. I bet she didn't enjoy working with the doofuses at all. And did she really wish them only the best? Or was she praying that whoever replaces her will make even more of a pig's ear out of running Yahoo than she did? Yet she did well to fall back on these untruths. They're part of a necessary, comforting script that goes with departure. Things only started to unravel when she departed from it. The fourth prejudice is about swearing. I'm strongly in favour of swearing at work, but only in the right circumstances. Swearing can reduce stress, be good for bonding, and for signalling that you aren't a stuffed shirt. However, it's always a mistake for CEOs to use the F word in public, especially in the US, and especially to a journalist. It's only okay in an interview if one is 40 years younger than Ms. Bartz and in the music business. As well as upholding my four prejudices, the Bartz farewell has encouraged me to adopt a new one. Sacking by phone may not be such a bad idea after all. Until last week, I held the standard view that it's best to fire someone face to face, as it shows more respect and so on. But now I'm thinking the chairman may have done her a favour in waiting until she was on the other side of the continent and then calling to read out his legal script. Ms. Bartz claimed this lacked class. But I wonder if she really would have found it classier if he had looked her in the eye and said, "You're no good, off you go." The main benefit of being sacked over the phone, or by email or text message, is that it gives the person being fired something small and uncomplicated to visit their rage upon. To work yourself up into a froth of righteous indignation over the crass manner of the firing, distracts you from the nasty, humiliating truth that you're deemed to have screwed up big time. The only thing wrong with encouraging people to conduct sackings by phone is that it makes life too easy for the sacker, who ought to be made to suffer too. But in this particular case, given Miss Bart's devotion to honesty, swearing and anger, I'm not so sure. If the chairman had confronted her in person, axe in hand, she could well have wrested it from him, and the play might have had an even more dramatic conclusion. Everyone might have been hacked to death.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.